Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Our friend Kurt Nelson sent me a picture. This is actually Jerry Reed. He was in Smokey and the Bandit.
Is that the coach in Waterboy that takes Coach Klein's playbook?
I don't know. No.
That looks like you.
Yeah.
Were you about to bash one of my players?
It kind of was, yeah. Jerry Reed, ladies and gentlemen.
I have to Google search Waterboy and see who was that coach's name.
I'm just very disappointed in Jerry and Mahomes.
Same.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Say it right here, man.
Absolutely agree.
Can you play that again?
And Mahomes.
Sounds like Jasper every Friday. I'm just disappointed in Jerry.
Hello, America.
What did you say that he was in that you thought?
Oh, well, was. I don't think
you're right. No, it was.
That's the coach.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was.
There we go. Good call.
So last thing he was in was the Waterboy. He was Coach Red Ballou.
Yeah.
Yep.
He took the Fonz's playbook.
Yeah.
And then the Fonz got a picture of Roy Orbison on his ass because what mama doesn't know doesn't hurt her.
That's right. You're right. Jerry Reed did do that.
Biggie Battlecourt showed me who boobies and they were nice too.
Jerry Reed was a singer and an actor.
I knew that was him, dude. I saw that face, man. I could think of it. You about to bash one of my players?
I'll tell you what, man. Jerry Reed. So maybe he was the coach then yesterday.
That's right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I don't think that.
Jerry Reed or Andy Reed?
hey, what yo, man? Oh, you're a creep, dude.
I could do this all day.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Yeah. We'll get to Kling in about 3 minutes, but I do want to bring this up because we've talked about it all day. Identity. What is it? Mac, Bob, what is the identity of the Kansas City Chiefs as of November 17th?
I think the identity is an average football team that's trying to find its way at this point in time, trying to figure out what's going to work because they haven't really established anything. And I think a big problem, you know, has to be the fact that they're wanting to throw the football all the time, and everybody knows that they're going to throw the football over time. So if you want to do like a one word, if you will, but I mean, one thing to kind of talk about this team and where they are, I mean, the thing I just keep coming back to, man, has been this predictability thing. And it really, you know, goes back to the Tennessee game and, you know, years ago when they went to that first Super Bowl and they lost the game, and it was based on predictability. And this week alone, we've heard a number of people talk about predictability, including a player who was on the field as the quarterback was changing the play because he recognized what defense that they were in. That's the stuff that has to change. That's how you lose games, guys. It's not because you're not more talented. It's not because you're not better coached. It's not because you don't have better players. You have all of that. But Andy Reid is not putting the guys in the best possible position to be successful. Steve Spagnuolo, obviously on defense, if the quarterback Bo Nix knew what they were going to do, not putting them in that position to be successful on the defensive side of the ball. That's the word of the week. That's the word for the rest of the year. It started 2 weeks ago in Buffalo with Xavier Worthy. We thought, oh, maybe he's just a rookie, you know, calling this guy out. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And now all of a sudden, man, it is an avalanche of people saying how predictable this Chiefs team is and that everybody knows what's coming before it happens.
I'll go reliability. You go predictability, go reliability. This team's relying on things that they cannot no longer rely on.
Yes.
They can no longer just rely on Patrick Mahomes to save them. They can no longer just rely on this defense to go get sacks and be the best defense in the league every day, every drive against every team. They can no longer rely on Travis Kelce just, hey, I'm going to have 3 touchdowns today, 150 yards, and whatever it may be, or Andy Reid being the most creative guy. They have to rely on having more talent, and we can talk more about maybe what I think has lacked as far as the draft acquisitions and trade acquisitions there too. I think there's a lot of issues with this team that don't just go with what happened yesterday, what happened this season. With all that said, though, I think they're the only team that you could say this about because of the past precedent. It is not over.
It's not over. No, I agree with you. I'm not. This is not over. It's getting close, but it is not over yet. That door has not shut. And you'll say, well, why don't you think it's over? And I'll go, well, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Yes, Bob, but you said that's the reason why we've lost games. Yes, it is. They've got to evolve. Like, as good as they are, they're not perfect. Nobody is. No matter what you do for a living, no matter what your job is. I'm sure George Brett would tell you he could have been a better hitter. He was one of the top 5 hitters of all time. You know, Ted Williams, I could have done better. You were one of the greatest hitters of all time. Nolan Ryan, I could have been better. Everybody can be better. Everybody can take their game to that next level. Everybody can improve. Even the greatest of all time in Andy Reid and one of the greatest of all time in Patrick Mahomes. Those are the two guys that truly need to get better. And if they get better, everybody else gets better.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just been a year of just constant of the same thing. Like, that's back-to-back weeks where Andy and Patrick have both been off in the games that you need them to be the best in those games. That was Buffalo on the road. Yes, you can say, well, Dusty, they always lose that game. Okay, but that was a poorly coached game and a poorly played game by your quarterback.
Yep.
You had the bye week. Andy Reid's so good off the bye, 22-4. Now he's 22-5, and you were out-coached and outplayed when it mattered by the coach and the quarterback of the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to Kling.
He's traded sleep for tennis elbow and Bob for high school kids.
That's John Klinger.
But he's still the best in the business down there on the sidelines.
Let's go to the sideline. There's Josh Klinger.
It's Watson. Yeah, twice tonight. Justin Watson gets the big play. Jalen Watson gets the big play.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter Josh Klinger with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Watson, yes!
That's right. Monday morning, we go to the sideline man himself and Josh Klingler here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Am I wrong to think there was, what, Kling, 5, 6, 7 missed opportunities yesterday?
No, there were a whole bunch, right? I mean, that looked like a team that was flat coming off the bye. You know, should they have the week off before their playoff game, or should they play the wild card weekend? They looked pretty flat offensively for sure. Patrick was off. I know he wore it quite a bit afterwards, and I know his comments said that, but he was really, I haven't seen him kind of just sit at his locker in the locker room for that long. It was from the moment I got in there till the moment the media left, he was just kind of sitting and staring and kind of gathering his thoughts. And I guess I can't say I blame him. I thought that was a game where he was just not very sharp. And, you know, they just the Denver defense was as advertised, I thought, guys. And they were missing two really big pieces from that defense.
Yep.
Imagine if they had Patrick Surtain and Alex Singleton in that defense. That's one of the better defenses they probably faced. But still, I thought the missed opportunities to find receivers and to get the deep shots – and those types of things. And then also maybe take points, right? When you had the opportunity and not kind of go for stuff. I know that interception, instead of maybe playing for 3, We love when they go, but there are times you got to be smart about it in close games. And I didn't think they were very sharp yesterday at all.
No, you mentioned the quarterback, Josh. His last eight quarters have stunk. The two interceptions that he's thrown, the one in Jacksonville and this one, essentially changed the game and cost you the game, because that ended up being basically a 10-point swing at minimum yesterday. Same thing with the Jacksonville game. Like, it comes down to that. Patrick Mahomes is trying to do stuff that he could do earlier in his career that maybe he just can't do at this point of his career. And I think he may need to evaluate what he is trying to do, because he has been off. He's overshooting guys. He's behind guys. It's not just the interception. I just don't think he's been all that great this year.
Yeah. And then maybe it's still, I don't want to say the trust factor, but you know, he knows Travis Kelce like the back of his hand. And it feels like that you're trying to do some things with some other guys that might not be there. At times, he looks very much on with Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. They didn't go to him at all yesterday. In fact, he had the kind of the two holding penalties. Xavier Worthy has really kind of disappeared suddenly. Hollywood Brown, I thought, was decent in some spurts yesterday. Tyquan Thornton, you know, he's good for one down the field if you can get the ball close to him. But is it still, you know, kind of figuring out how to deal with his personnel? I don't know. It feels like an excuse, because this is the biggest bunch of offensive pieces he has had, certainly from a wide receiver perspective. And you just got to say, hey, man, here are the parts. Go figure it out. And it looks like, this is coming off the bye week too, guys, right? It's not like they've just been jammed up with a bunch of games. They didn't look like they were on the same page offensively.
All right,
then throw in no Pacheco too. I think that's a bigger miss than we all thought, because – I mean, right now it's if Kareem Hunt's in the game, they're probably going to run. And if he's not, they're not. Like, they're giving no carry opportunities, or at least a threat of carry opportunities to anybody else. And that makes it difficult. You get a little predictable at times. And Kareem Hunt's got a chance to run the ball. They're not really running the ball with Breshad Smith, and they certainly weren't going to run the ball with the third running back this week, right? Because Elijah Mitchell had barely played at all. So I think that you become a little predictable offensively as well. Kareem Hunt's in the game, there's a chance to run. If he's not, you're probably not going to run.
Yeah, but that's got to change. And we've talked about predictability all morning long, because there's been many people now, Derek Johnson, you know, Chris Jones, both talking about the predictability of this team. But also, you mentioned the trust thing. Like, dude, I hate to use this analogy. I worked with you for 14 years. You left. I got dusty. I figured it out, right? Like, what's going to happen when Kelce leaves? Is Mahomes ever going to be able to figure it out with anybody else? Or is it just going to be like, well, Kelce's gone now? Like, you got to start developing this trust with other wide receivers.
True. I mean, but he may never have a connection like Kelce, right? We can all probably acknowledge that. Like, it's just, that may be his ultimate combination, right?
Sure.
But yes, you're going to have to ultimately figure out how to find your people in the right positions to make them successful. You know what I mean? So, what to do with Worthy right now? Like, when are you throwing Worthy the ball? It doesn't seem like that there's, unless he gets a step, you're not really, it doesn't look like they're really interested, right? Hollywood Brown can kind of work the middle of the field a little bit better. Juju seems to be that guy that you got to do it with, but it's like, okay, everybody's kind of got their roles, but boy, that's a lot. That's also a lot to scan the field with, right? So figure out exactly what your number one and number two targets are and go there. I'm still baffled by, there was the sequence during the game yesterday. I don't have the play-by-play or whatever in front of me, but they were having success with Kelce down the middle, right? For like a stretch there.
Yeah.
And then they got into a key third down, and that was the one that went off of Breshad Smith's face that he threw wide. I'm like, man, they were just killing him down the middle of the field. Why all of a sudden you make him make a hard throw out to the sidelines to a diving running back on a third down when you've had the middle of the field so open? So it almost feels like maybe some where to go with the football issues going on right now too, which makes this whole thing kind of perplexing, and I guess makes this whole thing why they're 5-5. And then defensively, you know, who had the timely blitz last night that ended up being the difference in the game? Well, it wasn't the Steve Spagnuolo Chiefs defense this time. It was Denver doing that. And so not getting the key stops, getting off the field, and then I just kept waiting for a timely blitz, but it looked like the way Denver was operating their offense, you couldn't afford to have one.
Kling, I want to ask just a real quick question. I have another one as well. Was Juju just punished? Was like, did he just not go back in the game after two back-to-back holding calls?
It's hard to tell. I mean, they rotate guys so frequently.
I guess I'd have to look at the snap.
I mean, you kind of wonder, but I think he's a veteran and they trust him. So I doubt it. I was probably more play oriented. I don't know for sure. And you have a follow up? Is that what I heard? You have a follow up?
Yeah, I do, Brad. So when I bring this up, I want to get your raw reaction, because yesterday's game, the Chiefs have a chance to go down there and be that Chiefs team. The Chiefs have had the opportunity multiple times this year to be the team that is the Chiefs that, well, can't count them out. There's always, have they lost that identity this year, and what is their identity?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it. I think Patrick Mahomes' comments after the game felt like that too, like, ooh, we had a chance with the ball to go down and do this and didn't do it. I thought, okay, he's questioning that too now, right? What is their identity? It's tough. They have so many good pieces though, guys. That's the frustrating part. I think on both sides, it's not like you can point to me necessarily to a position like we have maybe in other times. You know, they got to get better at that spot.
Right.
It feels like they have all the spots covered. And then whatever it is not gelling together, because defensively, I feel like maybe the only thing that they're missing defensively would be like a really good linebacker in coverage. I think they're a little bit weak in that regard, but I don't have a problem with the defensive backs. You know, at times, you know, we're on the defensive line, but I think they have enough pieces there to make that thing effective and work. Mm-hmm. You know, offensive line, assuming they're all healthy and, you know, at the moment they're not quite, but I think they're still good enough, even at a backup spot, to be able to do some things. Mm-hmm. You have enough in the receiver game that we talked about for sure. You're an abundance of receivers. So you're like, yeah, what's going on? Why isn't this thing coming together? Cause it feels like they have a lot of pieces. And yet here they are at 5-5, and we're all questioning, are they going to make the playoffs? Which is insane to think about.
Okay, so you talked about all of that and whatnot. I keep coming back, and we've discussed this for years in this town. Why aren't we running the football, Josh?
It's always a valid question. I think it's the head coach. I mean, I think there's always pressure on him to do it, and there's reluctance maybe to do it, and you have Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback, which doesn't lead you to want to do it more. And then right now, I think you don't have the second runner. I think Pacheco's injury lingering on is indeed a factor, because I thought Kareem Hunt ran well yesterday when he ran well, but man, that dude was like out of gas. Like there was one point in time, I think it was a play called back down near the goal line where he made a catch and there was an earlier penalty and he was huffing and puffing, took himself out of the game, went in a couple of times later, took a big hit, kind of got up slowly. I thought, man, they're just going to knock the wheels off this guy. And so I think right now, for the very, very now, it's the lack of a second runner. Again, they haven't really established that yet with Breshard Smith. I think they need to in the second half, because you got to figure out if he can be a guy that can do that. Otherwise, you're going to have some, you know, longer after the season issues to figure out as to who can run the football. But I think it's probably mostly philosophy. I mean, I think the question's been asked for two decades now, right? A little bit around the offices. The offensive philosophy lends more towards the passing game, and there's always been a bit of a reluctance to run the football.
Yeah, this season there's just a lot of different factors out there that give me the disbelief that this team will sustain it and figure it out, because it is, you know, it is week 12. I know there's still a game tonight. I'm sure that you're just absolutely excited for it with Vegas versus the Cowboys, but it is week 12. You are playing what you could think of as, you know, the best team in the AFC coming to your house. Like, where can you persuade me with this year's team? Not past stats, not what the team has done the best. Mm-hmm. With this year's team, where can you get me back on this team is not done, the season is not over?
I mean, I think you're going to have to see a performance, right? I mean, I think they have the pieces. I think that's what you lean on, that we've seen this offense at times mm-hmm. look like, oh, man, you're just going to be able to pick your spots and wheel and deal down the field. They need to figure out a way to get back to that, get everybody involved, get the ball moving, get on the same page. And then defensively, I'm largely comfortable. I mean, look at the points given up yesterday. That's not out of the question for this offense, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like the defense had a horrible day. Had they come up with one more play, they might have won the game, right? So I don't have as many probably issues defensively. I think I know what they can do defensively. It's just offensively right now, like, this looks like you should be playing Madden football right now, and you're not. And so if they can get to a performance like that and then have the defense continue to play kind of at a top 10-ish level, I think you have enough. But again, now you're going to be playing probably week to week with a whole bunch of pressure now starting to mount up as well, because what do you got? One more you can give away?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think six losses feels like that's got to be it. So that means you've only got one down the stretch, and you got one NFC game, and the rest are AFC games, and those are costly too. So you're living on slim margins right about now.
What happened with Kingsley after the game?
Well, he got knocked on that interception when everybody was trying to stop the interception, and his head hit the turf, and he was down, and they had to help him. I mean, help him off the field. And he's a big fella, right? So he had two guys help him back towards the locker room, and then they did end up, you know, putting him in the concussion protocol, and then he was taken out of the locker room as the media were leaving on a stretcher. So he did travel back with the team, but I'm guessing he's going to have, you know, a bunch of further evaluations and stuff, and you know how those things go. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't count on this upcoming week,
right?
If indeed that's the, you know, concussion protocol portion of it, because he didn't look all that great. So I'm guessing you're going to have Mike Caliendo playing at guard again. Trey Smith kind of gutted through it again last night with that injured back. So specifically the two guards. Josh Simmons played well, though, guys, didn't you think? I thought he was pretty
really
good. Considering he had to go wire to wire in that game. Mm-hmm. He was not available to the media last night after the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And I guess he's going to speak on Wednesday out at Arrowhead. So maybe we'll get a little kind of clarification as to what exactly he's been going through. But coming back and throwing him back in and having him go wire to wire wasn't all that bad. I thought he did a pretty good job.
He's fantastic, Josh. He really is.
On to Indianapolis, Josh. We'll see what happens, because that man, Jonathan Taylor, he'll be making his way to Kansas City. Should be interesting on Sunday.
We all have our nightmares on that already, don't we?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Well, Kling, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
All right. See you guys.
Later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.